Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I want to melt down on the Lightning.
Why?
Seems like every time I put money on them, they lose.
Oh.
Last night, they were up 2-0. And I'm like, oh, I got this. We're good to go, baby. I just turned it off. It's like, thank you, Dave Michigan and Phil. We're good. I don't have to pay any attention. We're whooping the Devils. We've owned them all week. We played them 5 times, I think. And then when I checked the score at midnight, I was like, hey.
Oopsie.
Hey, what did he score? Like 5 goals unanswered. That's not good. That's not good.
Apparently. Yeah, New Jersey's good.
Yeah. So they're the best road team in hockey. Mm-hmm. So, and they were playing here at Amalie Arena. So hopefully we'll bounce back. Really, I don't want to say it doesn't matter. We're battling for second place with Toronto right now. But the gap between third and fourth is so many points. It's like 13, 14 points. We would we'd have to really, really poop the bed the last week and a half, 2 weeks in order to lose third place. But second place is good, the seeding and all that. So we're not going to catch first. They're already locked in, so it's not going to happen.
Wait, they just locked in the playoffs, though, right? Not the division. Boston?
But they're going to win the division. They're too far ahead. They're just too good. Yeah, so.
Maybe.
No, they are.
Maybe
they'd have to lose. I think they would have to lose every game, and we'd have to win every game. Something like that. It's a pretty big gap. Pretty big.
We could
gap.
Do it.
Nah, man.
Go Lightning.
Do you have a meltdown, Will?
Yeah.
Oh, I love your meltdowns. They're my favorite.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B meltdown.
Johnny, the experts are at it again.
Oh, no.
Guess what? You know, there's a very popular television program that's on HBO that I've saw 2 episodes of and really enjoyed it. I know it just wrapped up its first season. It's a video game zombie show.
I watched the whole thing.
What's it called?
The Last of Us.
The Last of Us.
Great.
It's good. I liked the first 2 episodes that I saw. I just haven't seen any other ones. Now, the premise of that show is a fungus that takes over, which is unique because zombies are typically virusy.
Yes.
Do you know which one?
Viral.
Okay. Yeah. That might be better.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a viral outbreak.
Yes.
That causes some sort of, animation.
In these fictional situations.
Reanimation of these dead bodies that cause the zombies. But this show is fungus. And I think, am I wrong? Didn't in the first episode they kind of attribute the fungus growing to global warming somehow in the show?
Yes.
That it was warmer and that fungus was
because it's a real fungus. It's a real fungus that attacks, like, some animals. I think, like, ants or something or insects.
Yeah.
But, and it actually does, if it can get into your body, it will take over your brain and cause you to want to infect the fungus into other organisms. The reason why it doesn't attack us is because your body temperature has to be a little higher or a little lower, one of the two.
Yeah.
And so in that first episode, they were saying, because of global warming, the fungus has adapted to be able to infect humans.
Remember the conspiracy theory, too, about how sometimes they make programs to kind of get the masses used to things happening?
Yeah, like alien movies.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, guess what? An influential U.S. medical panel is warning about the dangers of a rapidly spreading deadly fungus. Just a week after the hit zombie show, The Last of Us wrapped up.
So stupid, dude.
It's crazy. The American College of Physicians said the rise and spread of antibiotic-resistant cases of Candida aureus known as C. aureus, I don't know if I'm saying that right, is particularly concerning. The CDC already described the fungus, which kills up to 60% of people it infects, as an urgent threat.
Shut up. We don't trust you, CDC.
Well, this was in 2019, but their credibility was kind of shot even then.
Yeah.
A person is infected after coming into direct contact with a contaminated object. It spreads from person to person by direct contact between them. Strict hand washing, especially in hospital environments, can stop the spread. But new research from the CDC has revealed case numbers more than tripled across America between 2020 and 2021, with the antibiotic-resistant strains also becoming more common. So that's the next thing.
I don't think if they were making The Last of Us.
Yeah.
If it was like done on purpose, I don't think it would be to desensitize us. I think it would be to prepare us for another fear attack.
Yeah.
Something else to keep us under the thumbs. And I know I sound like a conspiracy theorist, but that's what I would think. When I see these kind of reports, and they do, they're very opportunistic as far as the timing on a lot of this stuff. Yeah, of course they're going to come out after this, the few days after the season wraps up, and try to scare us with more stuff. They love to scare us.
Dude, it's agitation propaganda. It even says here, some experts claim that the fungi,
I'm a fun guy,
are becoming more common worldwide as the changing climate makes the environments more suitable for them.
Sure.
The latest study looked at confirmed and probable cases reported state and local health departments between 2016 and 2021. Florida is pretty high on the list.
Well, come get me mushrooms, okay?
It's just one of these things. It's like, I don't know what's true and what's not anymore. It seems like it's awfully coincidental that this show, you know, just wraps up and then they go, oh, guess what? This is a real threat.
Where's monkeypox?
Yeah, it's mpox now.
Nope, it's monkeypox. And where is it?
I don't know, man.
It was happening in orgies.
Right.
That's where it was happening.
Yeah. Look, this is just more agitation propaganda. I don't know, but maybe it is a threat. I don't know. I mean, like I said, it seems awfully coincidental that they announced this just days after this crazy show about this crazy fungus that ends the world is due to climate change. So what more do we need to say? Give up your car and eat bugs.
Damn right.
We have to do it. Otherwise, the fungus will get you now.
So scared right now.
It's annoying.
I'm not scared.
Shut up.
Don't care. I don't care. What are we going to have to wear to avoid fungus? Because it's skin-to-skin contact. We just have to wear hazmat suits? Is that going to be the next mask that we have to wear?
Just wash your hands.
Or just don't get into a damn orgy. Big mushroom orgy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's dumb. It's stupid. And people are scared, and I feel bad for people. People are still scared. They're very scared. Like, it's still, and it owns them. You know what I didn't do all weekend long? Not even a little bit. Now, I would say from Thursday until today, and I only have consumed 5 minutes of it, news. I did no news at all. None.
That's good.
None. Zero. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I get some updates that pop up on my phone, notifications, and they're either somebody got shot or it's something political every single time. Today, I got an update on a shooting in Miami, a shooting in Ybor City, and an update on the, and it said in quotations, the Don't Say Gay bill. And I'm like, okay, thank you for the notification. All right. Like, I'm not clicking on it. I don't want to hear about, like, I know that there was a big shooting in Miami. Miami's talking about doing a curfew.
State of emergency. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe that'll be my meltdown.
In 3, 2, 1.
It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Spring break, Will. Are you a fan?
I was. I definitely was.
It's over. It's over. Spring break was cool when MTV was cool. Spring break was cool in the 80s and the 90s. You know, when you could go out and have a good time and not get murdered at a souvenir shop in Clearwater. Like, spring break used to be fun, but a lot of stuff used to be fun. It's over. College kids don't need an excuse to drink and do drugs for a week. They do it every day. You can legally do drugs in almost every state. It's not cool anymore. What do you go to spring break for? To drink and have sex. You do it every day. Now you got places like Miami that's completely out of control, and they're talking about putting a curfew on the whole damn city because some jack-off 20-year-olds want to act all crazy, and people end up getting shot and killed. If you want to shoot people and kill them, do what normal people do. Move to Chicago, for God's sakes. Don't be Chicago in my Florida. It's ridiculous. We shoot people when they try to break in our home. That's how it's supposed to work. I mean, once in a while, it gets a little rambunctious and people shoot somebody for some stupid crap, but damn. Spring break is stupid. It really is stupid. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. Don't give these idiot kids a week off of school so they can go be jack-offs. You go to school to get a degree and learn. I'm tired of the whole college culture. You know what I mean? Even back when I was in college and when you were in college, it's dumb.
I want to know what school that the shooter goes to.
Oh, boy.
I have a feeling.
Oh, boy. It's a slippery slope on that one, William.
I have a feeling he's not a student.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Well, I think he was 24 years old. I think I heard the guy that they're looking for. Could be in college. I don't know.
College, yeah.
I mean, it was what, a 33-year-old USF protester last week got arrested?
Yeah. I was in college, so I was 26.
Yeah.
So.
Now I was done by 22.
Yeah.
Got my very minimal degree and got the hell out.
I mean, it's a state of emergency. Miami Beach declared that the state of emergency implemented a curfew for Sunday night until Monday morning due to violent shootings and chaos on the street. This is just par for the course.
I mean, every year, though, the last, I don't know, 5 years, Miami just has chaos. Why do you want to be part of that? I don't like big crowds at all anyway. Like, I get uncomfortable at a sold-out Buccaneer game when you're trying to, like, elbow yourself into your gate to try to get to your seat, or you're trying to, like, meander your way through the, you know, through the tunnels to get to the bathroom, and it's like everybody's on you. You can feel people breathing on you.
Mm.
I can't even imagine. You see the hellscapes, these drone shots from spring break, and it looks like something from 2020. It looks like a violent protest going on. It's that many people in the streets. There's cops everywhere. It's like, what the hell is going on? How's that fun? How's that fun for anybody?
Sure doesn't seem like they're afraid of police, does it?
People are a lot less afraid of police than they used to be.
Yeah.
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 They have been, I don't know, neutered a little bit.
That's true.
Yeah. But I don't want to be anywhere near it. I don't want to be part of it.
I saw a video of a guy, I think it was in New York, and this dude just, like, starts cussing at this cop in the car. Did I send it to you? I think I sent it to you.
Probably. I see so many
of
them.
He's screaming at the cop, and then he hits the cop car.
Yeah.
And then the cop gets out, and then they just start fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, not the cop guy, he, like, body slams him and gets away.
Yeah.
Body slams the cop and gets away. The narrative is like, oh, police are killing people. Doesn't seem like they're too afraid. Like, that's the whole thing is we're afraid. We're going to die.
Yeah.
It doesn't really seem like it. I'm not really afraid of cops.
I mean,
I think you're fibbing when you say that.
I mean, it happens, but you know.
Yeah. I know.
There's going to be some bad apples for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. I think most of the time.
It just doesn't seem like people are afraid of cops.
I think most of the time, if you just kind of do what you're supposed to do, and if you do happen to get into a situation where you're interacting with a police officer, and even if you feel like you're, you know, being singled out unfairly, like maybe the cop's having a bad day, maybe you were speeding, maybe you weren't, maybe you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, the best thing you can do in that situation is just shut your mouth and be polite and try to get through it. But it seems like now everybody's just like, no, No, you had no right. And then they start filming the cop. That agitates the cop and everything. And I also, you know, at the same time, I think, you know, you have the right to film the cop if you feel unsafe and things like that. But every video I see, you got these audit guys that are walking into courthouses, filming and stuff. And they're legally allowed to. I totally get it. But they are purposely agitating. They want the authorities to, you know, accost them so they can go, I'm completely within my constitutional rights. And you touch me and blah, blah, blah. I want your badge number, blah, blah. And they just make this whole ordeal about it. And the cop's like, Jesus, another one.
Dude, you
again.
My freaking stepdad is that guy.
I hate it, dude.
He is that guy. Ugh. And he wanted to do a YouTube channel on it. It's got a certain name for it, but he wanted to like wear his gun on his back.
Oh man.
And then be like, it's within my right. I can do this. I have the right to do this. So he was trying to provoke a negative response from police. So then he could, number one, I guess, get it on camera, potentially put it on YouTube to make money.
Right.
And number two, like if it gets really crazy, like maybe he can sue the cops or something and like get some money
so
that way.
So it's like premeditated. I don't, like I said, I don't mind.
But I was like, dude, you might get killed.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Like, a cop might shoot you.
That's like being an alligator hunter. You might get eaten. You know what I mean?
It was wild.
That's what blows my mind.
He seems to have backed off of that a little bit.
I don't mind keeping a bad cop in check if they need it. You know what I mean? Like, that's good because they make the whole force look bad. And there's a bunch of good cops that are going to catch the negative flack if you don't call out the bad ones once in a while. But the ones that go out there, like his dumb stepdad, and I like him. He's a nice guy. But it's just like you're asking for trouble. Why are you making people's days hard for no reason? You know what I mean? Because you want YouTube hits?
Partly that and partly to exercise his rights.
I mean, yeah, but exercise them when you need to. Don't go out there and force them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like I'm allowed to go shirtless in public. But I ain't doing that to people. Nobody needs to see that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want somebody like, sir, your breasts are out, you know, and I'd be like, I'm a man and I can put my boobies out if I want to. And they'd be like, yeah, but there's people eating, you know, and you're standing in front of a restaurant. There's kids and
you're within my right.
Well, you don't like these boobies. And then I just meow, God, get over here and motorboat them, you know.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I mean, part of me respects it because I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're not entirely wrong here. However, like, is it worth it?
Yeah, I think you're not wrong, but you're also not cool at the same time to me. You're still kind of a douche if you do that.
He was talking about going into a post office armed.
You know what I mean? Why?
I'm like, dude, don't do that.
Like, all right, prime example. Remember Ari Shaffir when he first hit the scene? What got him famous?
Oh, The Amazing Racist.
The Amazing Racist.
Yeah, it was really funny.
It was funny, and it was like he got a ton of YouTube hits. But he could have died so easily.
Oh,
he's walking around Harlem in a KKK costume.
Yes. Yeah.
Walking it. Dude, I remember watching those. Thinking, this guy is a complete lunatic. He's like walking up to people at gas pumps in the ghetto going, hey, man, can I borrow a couple bucks for a couple of gallons of gas? And these guys are like blown away. Like, it was amazing that he didn't get his ass kicked. I think they thought he's so crazy.
Yeah. Gotta be careful of this guy.
There might be 100 more KKK behind the gas station waiting on us or something. I don't know. But that, like, had Ari Shaffir died doing those videos, then he got what he was asking for.
I mean, he didn't, though. I mean, the consequences was he got pretty famous from those.
Yeah.
I don't think he
would do that now.
I saw him do go to, like, a Home Depot. And there was bunch of illegals out there. And he kind of haggled with them and, you know, said, all right, fine, whatever. Pay this amount to work on a fence, and then hop in, put him in the back of a pickup truck, and then stopped in front of a INS building.
Yeah, he drove him to immigration the INS building and then stopped.
And they all just ran.
Oh, it's so bad.
Scurried. Oh, man.
So bad. At the time, it was hilarious. It really was.
I mean, still is.
Will Coon said that, everybody. Yeah. Will Coon said that. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Hey, I just had a bone to pick with you guys.
Sweet.
You guys were pretty judgmental with regards to the shooter in Miami.
Oh, okay.
For your information, he was about to apply and probably get accepted to DuVry University. And, you know, I don't appreciate you guys making fun.
You're right, sir. I apologize.
Our bad, dude. Our bad.
Or maybe Rasmussen, but thank you.
All right, no problem. Rasmussen's a good school. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Hey, sexy gentlemen, how we doing?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah.
I wanted to weigh in on the videos about the Second Amendment guys or whatever going into places with government. And,
right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in Sebring, okay? And not long ago, well, it's been like 5 years, but we had a bank shooting and five tellers got killed.
I remember, yeah.
And, yeah. So not too long ago, one of these D-bags with the YouTube channel, he goes to one of our local parks where there's a lake, and he parks like half a mile away, throws a AR-15 on his back, and carries a little folded-up fishing pole that's hard to see, and walks all the way to the lake. And he had the whole department out there. It was a whole thing, dude. But he just, I mean, you guys are right. These are the people that are going to get our rights taken away. It's ridiculous.
I agree. You're pushing and pushing and pushing. You're going to give them a reason. So, yeah.
For the listeners out there, if you guys are about that life, man, think about it. If you're for the Second Amendment, think about it. Just think about it. It's just crazy. So
yeah,
I'll
agree.
Let you guys go.